Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, we tackle them, we never solve them, and you keep on giving them to us. What are you hiding?
Oh,
that's the Slacker Show guarantee. Yeah. Today we have Michael. He's drifting apart from his wife. Mm. But we're not sure if it's for a good reason or not. I don't know. We'll get into it.
What? Okay, Michael.
Yay.
What's going on?
Yeah, man. So, look, I'm going to be honest. So I've been married for 6 years.
Okay.
And we don't have any kids, right?
No kids. Okay.
Okay.
So, when I first met my wife, look, we enjoyed doing so much things together. Like, you know, we used to love checking out breweries, like watching sports and movies and mostly cooking like delicious, you know, just off-the-wall decadent dinners.
Okay.
You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're describing like TX Perfect or like some sort of hybrid. No, I love it.
Yeah, but lately, you know, my wife, she's been training for this bikini competition, right? And it's like all the fun has been just completely drained out of her.
How so?
Well, for one, she doesn't want to do any of the same things with me anymore. You know, she just like pressures me to work out with her. She doesn't want to cook or enjoy dinners together either, you know, and she's like constantly counting her calories.
So she's just like really into the weightlifting bodybuilding right now and everything that comes with it.
Yeah, pretty much. And not only do I, you know, I don't share those interests anymore, right? But it's also been like an adjustment to, you know, her new look, her new like physicality. Like, bro, her arms are bigger than mine now, you know?
Okay.
And I'm feeling like I'm not as attracted to her as I once was, you know?
Did you say this is your wife, right? This isn't a girlfriend. This is your wife.
It's my wife, man. And I was like so in love with her when I first met her, you know, but lately I hate to admit it. I've been thinking about getting a divorce
over her.
Like, okay. I mean, is it wrong to leave her because she's improving her life, or is it normal for couples to grow apart like this? Like, what should I do?
I mean, it sounds like you're not having the together time that you used to if she's at the gym all the time.
Are you trying to find a way to make this guy okay? Is that what you're trying to do right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Well, so I can give him that because, like, it's a lot to go from spending a lot of time together to not having that time together. But people grow and change, and you're supposed to do that together. So if you sway a little, I don't know. I understand.
But do you have to grow in the exact same direction? Because I don't.
No, you don't. And that's the thing.
And you guys aren't. Did you have you tried it? Like, have you tried doing what she's doing at all? Like, you tried working out? Was that ever a part of it? Did you show signs of?
I don't go as hard as she does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of don't know where this kind of all came from. It just kind of happened all of a sudden, and it's such a huge change. It's like she's not the same person I married. You know.
Okay, let me get the phone number in here, 303-222-5423. You can call that number, you can text that number.
I know we're going to get texts because it's kind of a common thing. If people start to alter their appearance, it typically means they're having an affair. Do you have any reservations or any concerns about that?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just concerned in the way that, like, this change has been so drastic and so quick, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's not completely ruled out right now.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, okay. I can see it being kind of the snowball effect, right? She's got a new interest that you're not into. You're spending less time together, and then you're not probably not being as intimate. And then she's got a new look and you're not fond of that, you said. And so that it just keeps getting snowboarding
or snowballing. The like whole bodybuilding world, you have to be in it 100%. You really do.
I get that, but I don't know that I could be married to somebody that was into that. And if they changed into that in the middle, like, yeah. I'm not trying to pick up where TX is failing. like, cause I don't know, Michael, if you're just not selling it right for me. I think it's a real weird thing to go to the divorce attorney and go, my wife's too fit, so I want to quit. You know, like, it's a weird vibe.
Yeah.
But it's also, if we take away why, we're like, she's just turning, if it was the opposite and you guys were always a real fit couple, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden she's eating 400 little Debbie's a day, yeah. like we grew apart in that way. Mm-hmm. It's just very strange to go, I don't like how healthy my wife's getting.
Yeah, she's bettering herself and we're drifting apart because of that.
Right. So you're allowed to be mad at that. I just don't like it. She's not.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, Aaron nailed it. You're in it all the way. And if you're not in it at all, it's like, I don't. What are you even talking about? You know, I don't want to count calories. Like, I want to work out so I can eat the calories. Not
like they used to just make. I'm just picturing them like slaving over a pot of nacho sauce. Just like, you know what I mean? Just like,
yeah.
Just fatty foods. Just like, let's just get after it. Let's watch Netflix and eat fat.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, Michael. So you said the D word out loud. So it's bad enough that you're considering ending your marriage. Luckily, no kids. So if we end up there, it's still not. It's no good to end a marriage at all. But like, if you like, hang on, dude. Don't move. My problem is this. Like, anybody gets into anything, it's not easy. Like, your man suddenly is like, I really like fly fishing. It's like, oh my God, I can't imagine.
No, anything. We had to deal with you and your recent love of F1.
Yeah, but I'm not, it's not all year.
Well, it kind of is.
No, it's not. Like, I don't, am I affecting our relationship, Aaron?
It has been.
Come on. But F1 is awesome.
You'd be waking somebody up at 2 a.m. like, the race is just starting. Like, they're in France or whatever, you know? Yeah. And it's like, I don't want to get up at 2 a.m. Like, we never used to do that.
Okay.
But I don't think that's enough.
You don't have to get up.
That's not a good enough reason to split up. You're right. I mean,
yeah, my arms aren't different. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
They're still bigger
than
mine.
God, I know we're going to get hate for that, but it's like, I like, never mind. I should stop talking. I think fit women are gorgeous, but there is a tipping point where you, like, you're not, it's not,
for me personally.
Yeah, everyone has
My God, like a defined sort of like shoulder bicep is like, ugh. But as soon as you've got like a bite, like, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she got into fitness. I've watched it happen. My ex-wife was kind of like this. We both were like, okay, let's get on this 8Fit app. And we started losing weight and she started getting fit. And then it was all of a sudden, I'm going to hike every weekend. I'm going to run marathons. I'm like, out, time, peace, out. Nope. But no, what? No, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a natural thing. Once you start to see some progress, some people just go, well, what happens if I give myself a little testosterone and really trim the fat and like and like all of a sudden get a pump on.
Well, and I worry like what Aaron said about if she's feeling great about herself and they're not connecting in the way they used to, is it just a matter of time before they move on? Or either one, you know, they step outside because it's like, I'm feeling great. You're not giving me what
There's
I need.
Surely and pumped up dudes at the gym.
Hold sure. On. Yeah. Whose arms aren't smaller than hers. I think women like that. My wife has told me that's what women like.
Okay.
Bigger arms.
All right. Michael is growing apart from his wife, but it's because she's getting too healthy.
Mm-hmm.
What should he do next? 303-222-5423.
Man, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Michael out. He wants a divorce because his wife's fit.
Well, she's...
There's more to
it's,
it.
No, but I mean, it's such a weird thing when you get... When you talked about it at the very beginning, it's like they're drifting apart, but maybe for a good reason. It's like you wouldn't think... You drift apart when your wife gets into heroin, your husband gets into gambling.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is about somebody bettering their lives, but it's ruining your relationship.
Because, I mean, that cliche phrase or whatever, but too much of what, I don't know what the phrase is.
Even too much of a good thing is...
Is bad.
Yeah.
Like, there's totally a tipping point with the bodybuilding world.
Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of texts, people saying that bodybuilding, it can get dark. Apparently in that world, it can get too extreme.
For sure.
It's not necessarily healthy. But we don't know that she's that far.
Am I allowed to say what you just said to me off air?
Yeah.
You want to talk dark. Somebody texted Aaron and they said, bodybuilding can get to the point where you've worked your arms so big that you have to have somebody else wipe your butt because you can't get to it.
What?
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, really? Mom, I'm going to poop this afternoon. Can you swing by?
That's where a bidet would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can reach the switch.
Back in. Hold on.
All right, Jason.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Hey. What do you think Michael should do here?
I'd like, dude, that's your wife, and you've been together 6 years, and the goal was lifetime. So, get on it for a year, bro. Jump on the ship with her. Let's ride this out. Put in the work, man. Things might change. You might dig this out.
Yeah, but
you get healthy. She gets healthy. Dude, things might get better. Quite honestly, the sex might change. It might get different. There's stuff along the way that you could explore that you like. Get on board. Put in the work. You're a man. This is a relationship. Let's do this, man.
Wow.
Mm. Go do it. Go take this ride with her.
But I'm just saying, but if like your relationship was based on nachos and Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Because that's unhealthy.
Evolution, man. Evolution. You gotta evolve. Things change. Grow. Grow together.
Wow, Jason, you are passionate.
He is.
I
do want to go lift some weights right now.
I do too. I want to lift Jason.
I think he took a pre-workout.
Put in the work, man. That's all I'm saying. If my wife is that, let's go. Full bore, let's go. That's my wife.
But what if you hate it?
I love that.
That's all I can say. If that's what she wants, take a ride with it for a year, dude.
Okay.
Give it a year, man.
Dude, yeah. I want to take a ride with you.
Yeah.
I mean, like you've got us all pumped up. We all just signed up for memberships. I'm at Boston Fitness.
That's right. How my wife makes me feel. So that's how it can make you feel.
Dude, I like that. Wow. Stop. So you're going to make us cry. Thank you for the call, man. Well, that changes my attitude about everything.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. We got to go do it. Okay, Kelsey.
Yay.
Yay. What advice do you have for Michael?
So... I had to go through this with a friend who went through it, and I think Michael's going to get blasted for kind of how he sounded on on
yeah, for sure.
The radio. But I think it's really important for people who have never experienced friends or family who have done this. It's literally like they have a whole nother relationship.
It's like they joined a cult.
It's everything they do. It's everything they yes. eat. They cannot eat out with you. They cannot go. Right. And also, their entire mindset is 100% based on how they look and how yes. they get to where they look. And so it is a huge adjustment. And so I understand if that's really hard for him. My advice would be to understand how much she wants to be in that. Is it a competition that she wants to say that she did?
Right.
Or is this the new normal? Is this her, like,
yeah, if this is the baseline.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because I think it's one thing, like, some people do that, like the marathon training, where it's like, I want to run a marathon. And so they train really hard and they do the one and then they're like, that was great.
I did it. Checked it off my bucket list. Did Everest. You know? Check. Done.
But if this is her new normal and it doesn't blend with him, because he's right. Like, if they went to breweries before and they like decadent food and they enjoyed like lazing around and this is the new thing that she wants to do forever or until she can't anymore, that does create a big gap.
It does.
Yeah.
Because if you want a cheesy sauce on something. Oh. And but I've got friends who were way into it and they're like, I've just put two things in a boiling pot of water, a chicken breast and a sweet potato. And you're like, what spices are you putting in? And they're like, none. And they're sitting down eating the blandest food because food to them is sustenance to get to another workout. And you're horking down a Krispy Kreme while you're waiting for your cheese sauce to boil.
Hey, Krispy Kreme. Hey, box.
Right.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's like, those, like, you go out to eat and someone brings a Tupperware.
Yeah.
With
oh, my God. I've been there. I've been with friends.
Like, you know, it's not their responsibility to make you feel good about what you're eating, but it just innately is going to make you feel like crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for the advice, like, Kelsey. We appreciate it. Joel?
Yeah.
What advice do you have for Michael and his marriage that's failing because of fitness?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily failing because of fitness. If they're having similar interests, they're growing apart, they're no longer the same, she's no longer the same person he fell in love with, and there's no physical attraction, or if it's being lost, you know, life's too short to be somebody with somebody you're not happy with. And at the end of the day,
I think it's
at least worth a serious conversation. Sit down with her. You know, I feel, you know, this, that, and the other, you know, and try to work it out. And if there's no, you know, what if she's like, you know, I'm feeling the same way. Let's part ways, or, you know, hey.
You would divorce somebody for bettering their life just because it doesn't fit into your life anymore.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
He's saying that they don't have that same interest. It's not the same person that he fell in love with. And yes, we do grow and change, but you're supposed to do that together in a relationship.
So whose
They're
problem
drifting
is
apart.
It? He's not growing.
Ooh.
The question is...
Yeah,
no gains, bro.
At the very least, you have this conversation, and maybe at the end of the day, they can work something out, you know?
But you shouldn't be together.
He had a good point. What if she's looking at him and going, you're holding me back? Like,
I stopped listening.
After the games.
2-hour show. When he Theo Vaughned us with a no games, bruh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.